Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Digital Diary. I am your host, Hannah Elise. Happy June, also. Literally looked at my phone the other day and saw that it was June 1st, and I was so confused because how are we 6 months into 2023? I don't know. And it scares me how much faster time feels like it goes as you get older. I know that that's probably a widely felt sentiment, but it is actually insane. And people will tell you that when you're younger, like, oh, time's gonna fly, like all these years are gonna fly. And it is so true, and it's kind of scary. I don't know what is going on there. That's not the point of this episode, but my God, is it because I feel like maybe I'm less present now because I have so much more going on that I'm an adult? Or what is it that makes time feel like it flies? We're 6 months into 2023, and I literally feel like it was just 2020, like 3 days ago. But I digress. Welcome to today's episode. I am so excited to chat with you guys today. I have a few catch-up points I want to talk about, and then we're going to get into the topic of today's episode, which is going to be all about friendships in your 20s. This is an episode that I've been wanting to make, and I outlined it a couple weeks ago. I think I said in episode 20 that this was going to be the next one, and then I had my episode with my mom last week, and that was kind of an impromptu thing. We weren't planning on doing that, but I'm happy that we did. I had so much fun, and I've gotten really great feedback from it, which makes me so happy, so thank you for that. This is a topic that I get asked about so often, whether it's in DMs or when I post a question sticker on an Instagram story. I always get questions about friendships, adult friendships, friendships in your 20s, how to make friends, all of these things. So I wanted to compile all of my thoughts on this topic into one episode. I have so much to talk about with this, but before we do that, I need to recap my second night of Taylor Swift. I recapped night one that I went to with my mom in last week's episode with her. Obviously, you can also hear in my voice that my voice is pretty much back to normal. So it's been a week since I've seen Taylor. So I miss it. I mean, that was such a spiritual, I'm not even trying to be dramatic when I say I think I had a spiritual awakening at Taylor Swift. I'm just going to leave that there. But we went Friday, talked about that last week's episode. And then after I recorded that episode, I went again on Sunday. So MetLife Night 3. Those tickets were close, like my seats were closer some fucking how. I was in the fourth row, but we were on like the side of the diamond thing. If you've been following the Eras Tour and you know like the stage layout, there's like the diamond that's in the middle. We were on the backside of that, but my seat was on the aisle in the fourth row, but it was on that diagonal. So at times, actually, I feel like most of the concert, it felt like a front row seat because it was just me and the barricade in between Taylor Swift. I don't know if I've ever seen someone that I don't know personally that close up, and for it to be Taylor Swift was unreal. Those tickets I got from SeatGeek. I was working with them. It was an absolutely spiritual experience, and I feel healed from that weekend, from both of my shows, and just screaming these songs that mean so much to me into the sky with 70,000 of my closest friends and Taylor Swift herself. I feel healed. I seriously feel a peace with so many things that I did not feel before I went. It was a transformative time. I can't say enough good things about it. Taylor Swift is an unreal performer. Oh my God. She just is so impressive, so talented. I've loved Taylor Swift for so many freaking years. I have her original debut album at my parents' house. I love Taylor Swift. I grew up about an hour away from Taylor Swift also, which is fun. Pennsylvania girls. It was just a magical experience. I'm so freaking grateful that I was able to go not once, but twice. And I just feel reborn, literally. So that was night three. I got insane videos from night three. I am currently editing my Taylor Swift concert vlog. So that's going to be going up. If you're listening to this episode today, it's posting, or the week that I posted it, the Taylor Swift Eras Tour weekend vlog will be going up Sunday, this coming Sunday. It's going to be so freaking long. My raw footage was like an hour and 40 minutes, which compared to other videos isn't really that long, but so much of that is being kept in because a lot of it is concert clips and I want to keep in as many of them as possible just so people can feel like they're experiencing it along with me, like through my eyes. I can't wait for y'all to see it. And also I love having these things as memories just so that I can like look back on these moments and experiences that I loved so much and kind of feel like I'm reliving them and feel those emotions again, which is one of my favorite parts about doing YouTube. I literally have a time capsule of videos of some of my favorite points in my life, which is so special to me. So if you didn't know, I have a YouTube channel. That's my main platform. It's Hannah Elise. You can subscribe if you want. Anyway, that's that. That's Taylor. The only other major life update that I have is that this coming weekend, my younger brother is moving in with me in my apartment for 7 weeks because he has an internship here in New York City. He is going to be a senior in college. He is going to be living with me for 7 weeks. My apartment is very small. It's like 400 square feet ish. I never got an exact floor plan. I measured one time. I don't know how accurate it was, but it's not very big. We're going to be in close quarters, but I'm actually really excited for him to come. I know he is so excited, and it's going to be nice to have a buddy, like to go around and do fun things with, try new things with. And he obviously doesn't live here, so I have so much I can show him. He's been here before, obviously, but just not seeing it in the same way that I have gotten to see it in the last 2 years of actually living here. So I'm really excited to bring him to the places I love and find new places and just have a buddy. And I know he's just so excited to be here, so I think it'll be really fun. I just get nervous because I am a very independent person. Like, I love having my own space, which is why I live alone. So it'll be an adjustment, but I'm excited, and I think it's gonna be nice for us to spend time together. So that is a big thing coming up. Other than that, I think that's really it. I have a busy week this week to prepare for that. I have videos to edit, videos to film. I have a lot of social engagements also, which is really fun. Now that it's summer, I feel like the social engagements have been ramping up. I have a birthday party tonight. I have some events on. Oh my God, I forgot. There's another big thing happening that it's not really that big, but it is to me. Tomorrow, I have a hair appointment and I am dyeing my hair a different color. That's all I'm going to say. But yeah, I think that's really it. Thank you for listening to me talk about my life for 10 minutes. My drink of the day is the same as always, my iced coffee. I ran out of my sugar-free syrup stuff that I got from TJ Maxx. I need to go back to TJ Maxx and get more. And also, I just want to go there in general because the one in the city on, it's either 5th or 6th Ave, and I don't know what street, but they have like designer shit at TJ Maxx. If y'all are ever in the city, sorry if this is supposed to be gatekept, but it's the one on 6th Ave and 18th Street. They have like Gucci in there. So it's like quite fun and it's huge. There's a little wreck if y'all want to go there. All right, let's get into the episode. Today we're going to be talking all about friendships in your 20s, adult friendships, why they are different, why they seem harder to some people, me included, and just give you some of my tips and insight on how to make friends in your 20s, how to navigate adult friendships, all of those types of things. The first thing that I have written in my notes for this is that friendships in your 20s are harder or they feel harder. And I'm going to go through a couple reasons why I feel that way. Number one, when you're an adult and you're making friends in your adult life and in your 20s and beyond, it's not like your adolescence. It's not like your elementary, middle, high school days where you see everyone at built-in social opportunities like school or sports practice or club meetings or whatever you do on a regular basis. When we were younger, I didn't even realize it until I was out of this phase of my life, but there was just social interaction built into every single day naturally because I was going to school every day with lots of other kids my age, lots of opportunities to make friends. Like, we were sitting in school for 7 hours a day. Then I had sports practice after that, so more opportunities to make friends. A lot of the things that we did as kids and as in our adolescence revolved around giving us social opportunities. Obviously, there were other, you know, points of these things, like to learn or to do a sport, but they were all built-in social opportunities for us. I didn't realize it at the time how much being social with others was built into our daily lives for like the first 18 years of our lives, or at least of my life. Now that I'm out of that, I'm realizing that that was what was happening, and I'm also noticing a lack of that now because I don't have built-in social opportunities in my adulthood. They're not built in by other people. I have to build them in myself, which that's the shift really between your adolescence and your adulthood anyway. Your life was kind of told to you when you were younger. You were like told when you had to be somewhere, obviously when you had to go to school, when you had to go to a practice, when you had to go to whatever. You were told those things by adults in an effort to lead you down a path. But now when you're an adult, you are the adult. You don't have other adults telling you. I mean, you do in some cases, but largely you are the adult. You make those decisions now for yourself. So I know for me personally, I was so used to having these built-in social times that were set forth by others that now that I don't have that, I'm like, wait, I have to do that myself. I have to seek them out more, which is just inherently harder than if it was just like placed in front of me, obviously. Another reason I feel like friendships in your adulthood can be harder is because everyone is pursuing their own different path now. When we were younger, a lot of us were on the same path, it felt like. When you were in school, everyone was just moving through the school system. Growing up, we all were kind of in that together and on a similar path. Like, our goals were all to learn and to grow and to prepare ourselves for adulthood. But then once we've gotten past that and we're into adulthood, everyone has their own different path and everyone's pursuing their own thing. And if you were friends with somebody when you were younger and you were on the same path and now you are adults and your paths are not the same anymore, that can prove to be an issue. It doesn't have to be, but it can be. And just issues like that arise when you are in adulthood that you didn't have. Another thing that kind of goes off of that is that people are becoming more independent. When you're an adult, you have to be. Everything is up to you. Your decisions are your own. Your life path is decided by you. Growing up and becoming more independent, your priorities also could change, which is another thing. You may not have the same interests or values or priorities anymore as you did when you were younger, and maybe those were things that you made friends based on, and now those have changed because you've gotten older, and as people grow, they change naturally, and that can become a divide also. Another reason could be you might be less trusting of other people as you grow older. So it's not as simple maybe as when you were younger to open up to people or to put yourself out there because you've been through more shit. You've experienced more. You've been hurt more. You've seen other people get hurt more. You've just kind of been hardened in a way by experiences that could, not saying they do, but could make you less inclined to be trusting of others. And I mean, trusting people, if you want to have a close friendship with somebody, I feel like trusting them is a big part of that. You don't have to trust your life with every single person you know, but there are different levels of friendship. You could have acquaintances. Maybe you don't put your full trust in those people. They're just like, you know, buddies. I don't know. Then you have friends, which maybe you trust them a little bit more, but then you have like your closest inner circle, your bestest friends. Those people, I mean, you would naturally want to trust, and they should trust you in order for you to have that close friendship with each other. So with growing up, you may just be less trusting and more wary of people, not as quick to open up, not as quick to put yourself out there, which can all contribute to it just being a little bit more challenging to make and maintain friendships in your 20s. I've had a lot of experiences just in my life, not even in adulthood, with shady friends, to put it bluntly. So I went into this whole like adult friendships, making friends in your 20s thing, very guarded. And I just didn't want to open myself up to being shit on again by people I thought were my friends. So I kind of had that mindset going into it from when I was younger. And when I was in college, I struggled a lot to make friends. I think because I just didn't put myself out there. I was so closed off. And I feel like a lot of people talk about college being the place where they found their best friends and all of this. Like, some people have huge friend groups in college, and I just never had that experience. And I always wanted that experience, but I just never, I don't know. The first school I went to, Temple, was so big. There were like 40,000 kids on campus. And I was like, why am I struggling to make friends right now? I was closed off, and that is a big problem. I'm going to talk about that in a second, but being closed off is one of the biggest things that can block you from making friends. I mean, obviously, it sounds obvious, but I'll talk about that again in a little bit. But I was so closed off in college, and then I transferred to another school, and I didn't live on campus. So I was, again, kind of just disconnected from the whole campus community. And that one was so much smaller. I don't know. At that point, I didn't give a fuck about my college experience or making a big friend group. I just wanted to graduate and like finish my school and get my degree. And that's what I did. But throughout this time, I still had some of the same friends that I had for years that I made when I was like in middle school and high school playing sports. I had like my best friends. So I knew I was still good. Like, I still felt good. And then after college and before I moved out is when my friendship breakup happened. And at that point, I felt like I had nobody because I lost the one person that was like the closest to me. And in turn, I lost essentially all the friends that I made through that person. So I basically felt like I was completely alone. Also at this time, I was moving. I moved from my parents' house out for the very first time to my very first ever apartment by myself, also in a new city, a big ass city, New York City, where I am now. And that in and of itself is a challenge because New York City, when you are in a place that there's so many people, you may think that it's like super easy to find friends because of how many people there are. But I experienced something similar to what I experienced at Temple, where there were so many people on campus, but I just couldn't find ones that I clicked with, which was so confusing to me because I was like, there are so many people here. How am I not connecting with any of them? And I mean, not to say that I didn't make any friends at college, because I did, and I connected with people, but I just thought that it would be easier. And when I came to New York, I don't think that I thought it was going to be easy by any means. I did know a couple people who already lived in New York that are from my hometown, so I knew some of them, but making new friends in a new place. I didn't make it easier on myself either because I live alone, I work from home, and I'm self-employed. So pretty much everything in my life that are ways that I could make friends, like work related stuff or any of that, roommates, I don't know, I didn't have that because of what I decided I wanted for myself. And I don't regret that at all. I don't regret not living with roommates or working for myself because I am very independent and I love being by myself and I love having that time with myself. I love so many things about it, but one of the things that those things do lack is the social opportunity that can come with them. So again, I was in a position where I had to create social opportunity. And that was difficult for me for a lot of reasons. Number one, for me, I felt awkward. I was scared to reach out to people or connect with people or just like make conversation with people because I didn't want people to think I was weird or annoying. And I was just in my head about it so much. I didn't even exactly know where to start, it also felt like, because I didn't even know what I was doing or what I even enjoyed. So I just had a lot that I was trying to figure out in my own life and for myself, that thinking about that and thinking about going out and like being social with new people and trying to make friends just felt really overwhelming to me. And again, I got in my own way. Is what I did in college, and it's what I did again. I got in my own way because I was closed off and I was hesitant to put myself out there or to seek out things or places that I could make friends in. And that is like my biggest flaw in this area. My biggest flaw that I have with myself is that I get in my own way. So that is kind of like where I was starting with this. My first 6 or so months in New York, I did not have like solid go-to friends. And I honestly thought since my friendship breakup before I moved that I would never have solid friends again. It literally felt like those people were my solid friends and I would never have that ever again. So that just made me even more closed off. Because I'm like, well, what's the point of trying when it's just nothing's going to work for me? Like, I'm never going to feel that way again. I'm never going to have a go-to person ever again. Because at this point, in your adulthood, it kind of feels like everyone else already has a go-to person. They have a best friend from childhood or from teenage or from sports or from something growing up. And they've been friends with them for like ever. And it's like, I can't be your go-to person because you already have one. So I'm fucked, basically. How do you make... I just wanted a go-to person. I wanted someone to be my go-to person and for me to be their go-to person. I just feel like I got so down on myself and I just felt like that was never going to happen. So it made me close myself off. Having friends and having close friends are two different things for me. Having friends, having people that, I don't know, it's just like more casual friends, that is nice. And it's nice to have those because, you know, they are also important. But I was really longing for the super close friends or even just one friend, a super close one friend in my area that I could just do stuff with. I don't know. That's what I wanted. And my first 6 months or so in New York, I was meeting people, but I still didn't have like a really close friend, you know? And then I changed that. So I'm going to tell you how I did that. Here are my tips for how to make friends in your 20s based off of what I did. My first tip is to connect with people on social media. If you're listening to this right now, you probably have a phone or a computer or something you're listening to it on. And if you are even listening to me speak, you probably found me on social media of some kind, YouTube, Instagram, whatever. we are all so intertwined via social media. The internet has become part of us. And most people have social media. So use that to your advantage. Connect with other people. They may be mutuals. They may be people that, I don't know. How does this work? How do you find people? I guess mutuals with people you're friends with or people you know of and you follow them. If you follow each other back and you become mutuals on social media and they come to your area or they move to your area, reach out to them. Connect with them. Use social media to your advantage. Don't really worry about coming off like you're annoying. That's my biggest issue with myself, is I do that. There were so many people that I was mutuals with on social media or I followed or whatever. And I was like, I could be friends with this person, but I didn't put myself out there. I didn't make contact with them because I didn't want them to think I was weird. But like, first of all, why would they think I'm weird for wanting to make a friend? Second of all, if they did think I was weird for wanting to make a friend, I don't want to be friends with them anyway. So that's that. But it was just my own self-doubt and I got it so in my head and I was like, people are going to think I'm weird. Like, I don't want to reach out because people are going to think I'm weird. But by having that mindset, I was limiting myself and I was holding myself back from probably so many more people, honestly, that I could have been friends with that I'm not because I never connected with them or reached out. Doing this is how I made my first friend in New York that I then met all my other friends through. I connected with her on social media. She moved here. I messaged her. We met up. We talked. She invited me to something else and I met more people. So that brings me to my second tip, which is connect with friends of friends. Each person you meet unlocks, if you will, a new network of people that you could know. Whether you come in contact with them through hanging out with the first person or you come in contact with them on social media. Again, going back to tip number one, you connect with them on social media, you follow each other. When you have a mutual friend, that is one of the best ways and the best opportunities to meet more people. Because if you really, really mesh with a person and y'all get along really well, they're a good friend to you, and then they have friends of their own that they introduce, it's likely that the people they hang around probably have some of the same values that they do. So if you like the first person and they have other friends, there's a good chance you could like their other friends. So each person you connect with unlocks a new network of other potential connections and connect with those people. Introduce yourself to those people. Make conversation with those people. And if you connect with them, then you might have another friend. But it's really about meeting the first person. That's the hardest part in my experience. Making that first friend that then you meet their other friends, and that is the hardest part. So if you can do that, you are unlocking, I keep saying using that word, but that's the first thing that's coming to my mind, you're unlocking whole new possibilities. My third tip is to go to places that foster a sense of community. So this could be classes of any kind for hobbies or interests or exercise classes, or there's classes for a lot of things. Music classes, pottery class, I don't know. Whatever you like to do, go to a place where there's a community for that. If you have one in your area, go to it. Try it out. I know that's another thing that can sometimes feel scary because you're putting yourself out there again. And, you know, but groups like this exist and things like this exist for people who enjoy similar things to all be able to do that thing together. And I feel like that is a great place to make friends. You already know that you have something in common, which is great. I mean, in order to become friends with someone, you have to have things that you like that are similar. You have things in common. So places like that can foster a sense of community for you and can, again, unlock a new network of people. And they're people who already enjoy something that you also enjoy. So that's a really easy meeting point. You already know you have something in common with these people. Kind of going along with that, but could also be different. My next tip is to go to the same few places frequently. Because you may notice other people or another person who also go to that place a lot, and you could strike up a conversation about it. I did this with my workout classes. I went to my first handful of workout classes at a new studio, and I was just always sitting next to the same person because they also went frequently. So after a handful of times of us always sitting next to each other, we just started kind of casually chatting. I think I made a comment. I don't remember even what it was, but I probably said something and then she responded and we just kind of had small talk. And then the next time we were in the class together and we sat in the same places, it was next to each other, we talked more and then more and more and more. And I ended up kind of becoming friends with her because we both were at the same place a lot together. And we just noticed that the other person was also there. And we decided to chat about it. That's it. It was that simple. This doesn't just have to be workout classes or things like that. Obviously, this could be anything. You could go to the same restaurant. You could go to the same bar. You could go to the same, I don't know, park. Whatever you have. And if other people are also going there frequently, then that is a potential for connection. Because again, you already know you have something in common. You both like this place for whatever reason that you like it. So there you go. That's a good jumping off point. Also, it is nice to go to the same places frequently and start to recognize people and just have familiar faces. There's something so comforting about just having familiar faces and people, when you see them, you're like, oh, I recognize you. It makes you feel like you're a part of a community. Probably like a year into me living here, I can go places and I see familiar faces. I have a bar that I really like and I see the same waitress a lot. And we've chatted before, and same with my workout class, I'll go there and I'll see people I know. I've seen people that I know on the street, which is crazy in a city that so many people live in, to see a familiar face just not even in a group setting, just walking down the street, makes you feel like you have a sense of community, which is such a beautiful thing. And then finally, my biggest tip for how to make friends, not just in your 20s, just in general, is to put yourself out there. I've alluded to this multiple times throughout this episode, but you have to put yourself out there. If you are guarding yourself, if you are holding yourself back and getting in your own way, or you're afraid or self-conscious to put yourself out there because you think it'll be annoying or it won't be received well, you have to break out of that. You have to step out of your comfort zone in order to connect with people. You have to. And you also have to step out of your comfort zone to grow in general. Your comfort zone is a beautiful place, but nothing ever grows there. And it's not going to be easy. It's naturally uncomfortable to leave your comfort zone, obviously. You could feel scared. You could feel awkward. But do it anyway. Just do it anyway. The next time you tell yourself, oh, well, what if I come across as annoying? Don't give a fuck. Tell yourself that you don't give a fuck about that, because that is a limiting mindset. Again, as I said, if you put yourself out there and people or someone doesn't receive it well and they think you're annoying or awkward for just putting yourself out there, then they are not the people for you. And that's okay. There's nothing to feel bad about in that situation at all. if you did your best and you put your best foot forward and someone thought you were being annoying or weird for doing that, you don't want those people in your life anyway. Like, you just weeded some people out of your potential friends, which is still a step in the right direction. Even if it feels like a setback, it's not. You gained experience. You learned what people you don't want to be friends with, which is honestly just as important as learning who you want to be friends with. There's a lot of people in the world, and you're not going to connect with all of them. You're not going to like all of them, and they're not all going to like you, but that doesn't matter because those people don't matter. What matters is you finding your people, and any step you're taking towards that is a step in the right direction. Putting yourself out there is the most important part, and it's the hardest part, which is why it's the most important part. But if you can do that, you are fucking unstoppable. Now that we've gone over how to make friends in your 20s, I want to touch on how to navigate adult friendships. Like, once you have friends, or maybe they're friends from adolescence and you're still friends in your 20s, things shift when you step into adulthood and when you grow older. So the ways you navigate your friendships as an adult may look different than the ways you navigated them when you were younger. And that is okay. But we have to shift. Here are a few things that I think are really important for navigating adult friendships. Number one, give each other space and grace while still making sure that that person knows that you are there for them. When you are growing up and you're becoming an adult, you're gonna be focusing a lot on your life path and working on yourself as a person and doing a lot of individual growth and learning a lot of things about yourself. And when that happens, you may be focusing more on that than on your friend. But a good friend and a real true friend will get that because they're probably doing the same thing. And you have to give each other that space and that grace to grow as individuals. Because if you don't, and if you kind of get upset when you're getting older and your friends are doing things for themselves instead of always doing things with you, you just can't have that mindset. It's not going to be the same. You're not going to be talking as much, maybe, because people have shit happening in their lives. People are going through stuff. People are doing new things. There's a lot going on. And I think one of the most important things you can do as a friend is to give each other grace with that, while also just making sure they still know you love them and that you're there for them. Just because you're not maybe talking to your friend or texting them every second of every day anymore, or you're not FaceTiming them every single night anymore, doesn't mean they don't like you. It just means you're growing up, and that's okay. You have to work with that. You have to pivot with that. It's normal. It doesn't mean they don't like you. It doesn't mean you're not friends anymore. It doesn't even have to mean that you're not as close. Sometimes shit happens. Life happens. And giving your friend space and giving them grace during that time will mean more to them than really anything. Just make sure that they still know that you're there for them. And if someone needs you, be there for them. But you don't have to be in constant contact to be friends. That's number one. Number two, make intentional time for each other. I think another kind of product of us growing up and becoming busier is that we have the opportunity to be more intentional with our time and choose who we want to spend it with, what we want to spend it doing, because we probably have less free time than before. And before, as I said, we may have just kind of all been at the same place at the same time naturally. But now we have the opportunity to make time for each other intentionally and to choose to hang out with people and to have quality time with them. And I think that's another really important thing about navigating an adult friendship is just making time for each other and being intentional about it. Maybe you don't talk every day, but when you do hang out, you are catching up. You're having intentional time together and you're just enjoying each other's presence. That is so important. And the third thing that I have is to be upfront with each other. We don't have time, okay? We don't have time or the need for unspoken tension or drama as adults. So just be straight up with your friends. Be upfront with them. If they are your close, close, close friends, you should be able to be honest with them. Honesty is the most important part of any relationship, period. Honesty and trust. You can obviously be upfront with people without being passive aggressive. Like, you don't have to make it a big thing, but be upfront. Be fucking honest with each other. And if you're holding stuff back, it's just gonna hurt both of you. There's no point, and it's getting you nowhere. It's just causing problems that could also cause resentment from your friend, because it's like, why the fuck are you wasting my time with this energy? Like, just be straight up. It saves time. And honestly, I respect people who are just honest. Don't beat around the bush. Like, just tell it to me straight. We can figure it out. But having that trust with each other is kind of what fosters the comfortability to be honest like that. So if that is your close, close, close friend, ideally you would have that. So just be upfront. Everyone always said when we were younger, like, oh, we're going to talk things out like adults. Now we're adults. So we have to do that. And just let go of any tendencies that we may have had when we were younger to withhold how we feel or just kind of act like nothing's wrong and push it away. That, in my experience, just causes more problems. So my advice would be to just avoid that at all costs and be honest. That's it. The bottom line really is that you don't have to have a lot of friends. You just have to have good ones. And if that means one person, then that's what you need. If you have one good friend, you are lucky. If you have two good friends, you're still lucky. I feel like my circle has rings. So I have like a bigger circle of acquaintances and people I kind of know in passing, I guess. And if I see them out, I'll obviously like go up and chat with them, but they aren't like my closest, closest, closest best friends in our circle. Then I have another circle where it's friends. So acquaintances, then friends. These are people that I maybe talk to more, I hang out with more, I know better, maybe. Yeah. And then, I mean, actually, there may be a few more levels in between friends and like closest inner circle, but whatever, whatever, and then inner circle. And that's usually not that many people. It's probably like one or two, maybe three. Those are the people I would call if my life is in danger. Like, if I needed someone ride or die, those are the people. And not everyone can be that for you. And that's okay. Not everyone has to. Not all of your friends have to be in that inner circle or have to be like ride or die type people. They can just be your friends. If you're putting yourself out there and you're just doing your best, things will happen for you. Things will work out for you. It did for me. I didn't think it was going to, and then it did, because I was putting myself out there and that is what I wanted. I wanted good energy and love and friendship in my life, and I sought that out and something worked out. It's going to be fine. It's going to work out. Something will work out. Don't put pressure on yourself. Don't get down on yourself. Just let it ride out. And if you're putting your best foot forward and you're doing your best, something will work out for you. Another thing that I think is important to remember is that it's okay if not everybody that you meet in your life, whether it be childhood, adolescence, adulthood, anyone, it's okay if not everyone is in your life forever. Some people are in your life, or they come into your life for a season of your life, or they come in for a specific reason, and then they're not in your life anymore. And that is okay. That can be really hard to deal with and to come to terms with if someone comes into your life for a season or a reason and you think they are going to be your friend forever and then they're not. you can be left feeling confused and just wondering why these things didn't work out. But it's because there's a reason they were in your life. They helped you with something. They taught you something. And that's all that they needed to be in your life for. And that is okay. Coming to terms with that, being okay with that, is so hard sometimes, but it's important to be able to see that side of it and just know that you learned something from them, thank them for that, and keep it moving. Those are my thoughts on adult friendships and friendships in your 20s. I hope that this was helpful and that you maybe feel a little bit better. I hope that you feel a little bit better if you felt uneasy about it before, because I know that feeling and it sucks, but we're really all in this together. I feel like almost everyone, probably 99% of people, struggle with this, even if you don't think that they do, or it doesn't come off like they do, or doesn't seem like it, they probably do. Nobody has everything figured out, no matter how much you think it looks like they do. I promise you that. Just don't be too hard on yourself. We're all learning as we go and figuring it out as we go, and that's okay. You'll come out of it on the other side, I promise. If I could, then you will. That is all I've got for today's episode. Thank you so much for listening to another episode of Digital Diary. If you've made it to this point, you are a real one. You already know. And I hope you have an amazing rest of your day and an amazing rest of your week. And I will talk to y'all again next week with a brand new episode. Bye.